Jack Morris Stiles, Sunday, October 23rd, 1943, London, Ontario. Dear Mom, well, here we are again. First flight this morning. Boy, was it wonderful. We got all dolled up in our flying clothes. I wish you could see me, which are much too big. They don't want them to be tight, so you will not be cold. The crotch of mine is halfway to my knees. When we put our parachute on, it pulled all the slack up, making a big bulge to the front and rear where there shouldn't be a bulge. We then went to a briefing where we get our orders. They were to sit in the plane and watch the passing scenery, and if we got sick, we were to use the paper bags supplied, and instead of bombing some poor unsuspecting churchgoers with them, to bring them back and place them in the nearest garbage can. We then went to our plane and took our seats. Since there was one more man than seats, we didn't all sit in the seats, but I sat on the floor. The pilot then tried to get in touch with the control tower by radio, but the damned radio wouldn't work. Fine. Then he tried the motors and one wasn't working well. Swell. We then all piled out of that plane and into another one. Again, I sat on the bloody floor. This plane was better, so we went to the edge of the runway and started down it. I was sitting there wondering when we would reach the end of it when I happened to look out the window. There was the ground, only it was about 1,000 feet below us. Wow. We started to fly along, about 3,000 feet, and I started to enjoy myself. You look out and you see a little mist past you. That was a cloud. You look down and you see a lot of little squares, the ground, with little lines, roads, and blue curved lines, rivers. Then you look at your map, which has roads, rivers, etc. on it, and you try to find out where you were. Not finding it, you decide you must have brought the wrong map. However, on checking with the lucky so-and-sos in the seats, you find that you have the right map, but you're looking at the wrong corner of it. You are never near the center. That would be too easy. You look out again, and you see what looks like a thin wood. That's a town, and so on. If Scotty and I had been navigating, we would never have got back. So then you put your map down and start to watch the scenery, against orders. The plane hits a pocket, and your stomach feels funny after falling through the air. You decide you had better work than sit there, thinking of those paper bags and what they are for. So you pick up your map and look out the window to try to find where you are. This being hopeless, you ask the pilot. On locating yourself, you find out there is supposed to be a racetrack somewhere under you, but you can't see it through the wing. So you tell the pilot. He gives the wheel a turn, the stick to you, and tells you to look out again. You look out, and the wing is gone, but the racetrack is there. Thinking that you have lost a wing, you look around for the one on the other side. It is there, standing straight up in the air. Then you decide that you are on your side. You hastily tell the pilot that you have seen the racetrack and everything goes back on even keel. Right then and there, you decide never again to ask him to let you see something. Believe me, it isn't funny to look out and while thinking you are upright, not see that wing. Fine. You decide you have a strong stomach by now, so you commence to look around. What is that field down there with the buildings on it? That is no field, pal. That is Kitchener Airport. Fine thing, how are you to know? Then after about an hour, you see something and venture to ask if that is London Airport. Hooray, you're right this time. Now a veteran, never wrong. So you begin to watch it. Bingo. You start to pass it, and the wing is gone again, and that damn place starts to come right up towards you. That feels nice on your stomach. It would give Eddie the tickles. Then the wings come back up and the ground comes up faster until it is right under you. Bump! You are down. You taxi over to the tarmac and get out. You are, of course, the last back and go to the interrogating officer who asks you, who was sick? He seemed awfully sad when we said no one was. Then we went to dinner with our chests out and our heads held high. We were now veterans. We had flown. Boy, oh boy, I'm not kidding. It is swell. Give my love to everyone. This may not tell you much, but it will give you an idea of my first flight in a flying boxcar and Avro Anson. Well, write me and tell Norma to write. Explain to Grandma that we work 10 to 12 hours a day and don't get much time to do much except sleep, but that I will write her as soon as possible. Your loving son, who didn't get sick, Jack. Jack Morris Stiles was born in Midland, Ontario in 1925, and joined the RCAF in 1943. He went overseas in April 1944, and the letters written home were to his mother and sister while serving with the 426 Thunderbird Squadron of the RCAF. Stiles was killed on February 3rd, 1945, when his Halifax bomber crashed while returning from a mission over Germany.